Mobile County still leads the state in COVID-19 deaths and cases. Governor Kay Ivey's revised response plan for Alabama includes reopening what are known as close contact businesses. The list includes hair salons, barbershops, and gymnasiums. Operators and employees of these close contact businesses are still feeling the pinch from being closed for 6 weeks due to COVID-19. APR Gulf Coast correspondent Guy Busby looks at a Mobile program working to help some of those businesses recover.
Stay-at-home orders hit many businesses hard. But for some operators, shutting down from March until May, with less money coming in, has been particularly tough. This appears especially true for close contact businesses, where operators have to work within touching distance of a client. These people, like hairstylists and barbers, stayed closed after many other merchants could reopen.
Well, financially, it's been bad.
Becky Crabtree operates the French Salon in Mobile.
I didn't get any unemployment or stimulus, so yeah, it's been kind of rough for me as an individual. Because as a business owner, you know, I have more bills to pay than just my own, you know? Keep a roof over everybody else's head to work.
City leaders developed Ignite Mobile to help business owners like Crabtree. Mobile Mayor Sandy Stimson said the program provides grants to keep them going until business and income can pick up again.
We realized that because there were some workers and some companies that were forced to close down, but they had fallen through the cracks. So upon thinking about that there was going to be nothing that they could do to have any income over a period of time, we started contemplating what can the city do? And so much to the credit of Anitra Henderson and some others in the administration, they came up with the idea of let's do a grant program.
Anitra Henderson is Director of Civic Engagement for Mobile. During the COVID-19 shutdown, she, Stimson, and other officials were meeting with residents and business owners to discuss what could be done.
And a lot of them were saying, we cannot pay our bills if we continue this way. We understand that this is a health threat and we want to follow the rules, but we want to be able to eat.
The grants provide from $1,000 to $2,500 for Mobile businesses, depending on the number of employees.
We wanted to put just a spark of hope back into our community to say that we hear you. We will try to find some way to make this happen.
Henderson says the program is a first for Mobile.
I don't think we've done anything like this because we've never seen a pandemic like this before. I've lived in the city my whole life and kind of worked around this type of work. I can't remember anything like this during Katrina. This is like seven Katrinas at one time.
To be eligible, businesses have to be in the city limits, and the owners cannot have received other support such as unemployment or federal personal paycheck protection loans. About 350 Mobile operators have applied for grants. Becky Crabtree plans to apply.
I did. I have the two other stylists that are here. They needed the cosmetology licenses.
Lee Batchelor, owner of the hair salon Lee & Company, says she has applied.
And I did do that, and I want to say when it was, about a week ago that, yeah, so I haven't heard back. I didn't know. It's probably going to take a while because I can only imagine the small businesses that were affected and the great number that they're going to have. But I think it's a great initiative for the mayor to do. I think at this point, any little thing just to say that you care is a huge deal. Because this is global. This is not just local.
Batchelor is the main breadwinner for her family. Having her business closed for 6 weeks was a blow to their finances.
It has affected my family. I have my husband and I did get the first stimulus check, and one of our children. And that is all we've gotten up to date. I have not received any small business increments for the salon being closed. And I did file my unemployment, and I have not. I've heard back, but I did not know that every week you have to, you know, check and check every, you know, week like that. So it's been a burden.
Close contact businesses have had to take extra precautions to comply with efforts to slow the spread of COVID-19. But Batchelor says the effort is worth being able to reopen.
And of course, we're wearing our mask, and we're not double booking like normally we would. You know, we have at least 30 minutes in between each client, and everybody has been thankfully very patient.
While operators are working to do what they can for clients, Anitra Henderson says Ignite Mobile will provide support, financial and otherwise, for businesses on the bay.
It's just the spirit that's happening in the city that people want to be heard at the end of the day.
Guy Busby, APR News in Mobile.